I'm at the Burberry factory just on the edge of Rotherham on the Doncaster Road, and there's a couple of ladies here who've just come out. May I just ask your name, if that's...
Yes, it's Beverly Riley.
And how long have you worked here, Beverly?
I've worked for Burberry since they took over after SR Gents closed down 5 years ago.
Right.
Prior to that, I worked for SR Gents.
In the same factory here. And how long were you with SR Gents for?
In total, I think it's been about 15 years.
15 years. Gosh, so to suddenly digest the fact that that's coming to an end is difficult.
I've been here for this actual building. That's always been a sewing machinist factory.
What's the feeling inside? How did people take the news?
Angry, upset. Lots of emotions have gone off this morning because we didn't know nothing about it until we heard it on GMTV News this morning.
Oh, you actually heard it via the media, did you, rather than the factory itself?
Yes, we did, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's disgusting. I think we should have been told by Burberry directors before media got into hold of it anyway.
And you've done very well here, haven't you? I mean, Burberry's made them... They had increased profits, I think, this last year, and they made a big thing about how they'd saved Rotherham instead of going to China.
Yes.
Does that make it even worse?
It does, yeah, because we just feel as though we've sort of put 5 years of our work life in helping Burberry make more profits, and they don't seem to have took on board the workforce and sort of thought about us, really.
And it's all very top-class stuff, isn't it? I mean, Burberry's like one of these names. I'm afraid I'm not a Burberry person. But...
I work for Burberry, but I don't earn money that can go out and buy Burberry gear.
You don't get kind of perks of Burberry stuff?
No.
I've just got one of Beverly's colleagues here. I'm sorry to bother you, you know, when it's literally a shock, but how do you feel about the news?
I'm just angry, to be honest with you. You'd thought that they'd have let us know, but we've had to hear off at telly and my friends were ringing me on my way to work and it was just a big shock.
I'm really surprised that they didn't call you in or anything. It must have leaked out somehow, I guess.
Well, they said that it has, but they know it's a big company. They don't just shut a company in a day. Do you know what I mean? In the morning. They've got to have had it in pipeline, but they never tell you out anyway. It's just...
And you're all off now for today. I mean, they've said, right, go home and think about it.
Yeah, we have got a lot to think about. I live on my own, so I've got a lot of things to sort out. And so just I'll stick together and get his edge around it all, I think.